Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Eruvin. So even though we're in the middle of learning about Eruvei Techumen, for some reason that the Mefarshim struggle to identify, Mishnah Vav is about Eruvei Chatzeros and Chitufei Mavoos, and not about Eruvei Techumen. We will return to Eruvei Techumen in the next Mishnah. So as a general introduction, it is if a city is fully walled, with gates that can close at night, it is basically considered one big, large mavoi. And therefore, all of the city can join into one shituf, and you can carry everywhere in the city. Generally, even though it is a shituf, because it's a mavoi, we often use the word eruv, because that's the word we're used to. When we talk about eruvin, modern eruvin, we're really, most cases, probably talking about a shituf. But nevertheless, we just use the word Eruv because that's the default. So our Mishnah is going to do the same thing. Even though it's talking about a Shituf, it is, and you're going to use the word Eruv. This making an Eruv in the whole city, is actually subject though to one very, very important limitation, which is there must be an area of the city that is excluded from the Shituf, from the Eruv. And the reason for that is that people don't forget that carrying on Shabbos is also Daraisa. You know, because people grow up, and we have this phenomenon now, people grow up in a community where there's an Eruv, they don't even know often, they certainly don't remember, but they don't know that actually there's an Issur Daraisa to carry out of your house on Shabbos. And this could potentially be a problem if they ever go somewhere where there's not an Eruv and they just carry. So therefore, the din is that you have to leave some area of the city that is not covered by the Eruv. Now, although we have said in the past a few times that with regard to Eruvin and Rishuyos, private or public ownership is irrelevant, right? A Rishus HaYachid doesn't have to be owned by an individual, and a Rishus HaRabim could be owned by an individual. This halacha here actually is an exception. A privately owned city, right? A city that is owned by one person, and that would mean presumably that all the people who live in the city are renters, right? Is exempt from this requirement to leave an uncovered area, right? It's because it's privately owned, so it's this one guy's area. He doesn't have to leave an area outside. But a publicly owned city, meaning owned by more than one person, has to leave an area uncovered by the Eruv. So Mishnah Vav deals with the following case. Ir shel Yachid, if there is a privately owned city with walls that and gates that close at night, so it does not have to have, right, an area excluded from the Eruv. V'naase shel Rabim, and now it becomes a public city, meaning there's now more than one owner, right? So he sold some shares to somebody else, and now there are two owners. We sold some of the houses, now there are two owners, or three owners, or 10 owners. So in that case, Me'arvin Eskula, they can continue to have a full city Eruv. Since it was built as a private city, they do not now have to institute an exclusion area where the Eruv is not, doesn't cover. The inverse, though, is also true. If it was a public city that now becomes private because one person purchased all of the buildings, it is not permitted to make an eruv on the whole thing, even though it is now a private city. Since it was constructed as a publicly owned city, there needs to be an area that is excluded from the eruv. Right, so you cannot make an eruv in the whole thing. Ela im kein asa chutzala, unless you made an area outside. So there has to be an area that is excluded from the eruv. Now we have a machlokas about how big this exclusion area has to be, and there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Yehuda is our first opinion. He says ela im kein asa chutzala kiir chadasha shebi Yehuda, like the new city in Yehuda, near Muncie, there's near Muncie, New York, there's a city called New City. So apparently there was also a new city called New City in Yehuda, in Eretz Yisrael. And apparently New City was located right next to an older city. I presume the older city was not called Old City, but maybe it was. Next to the older city, they built this new city. It was kind of like a almost attached to the old city. And when they did that, New City was excluded from the Eruv of the big city. And therefore, that is the example that Rabbi Yehuda uses. Sheyesh b'chamishim diurim. There have to be 50 people living there, 50 men, women, and children living in that area. An area that has 50 dwellers is like the size of this new city in Yehuda. And therefore, that is a validly large, a sufficiently large exclusion area. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says, that's really big. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shalosh Chatzeros Shel Shnei Batim. We need three courtyards, each of which has at least two houses. Okay, so if there is if you exclude three courtyards with two houses each, that is sufficient. It doesn't have to have 50 dwellers. Now, conversely, right, there could be, it could be that in Rabbi Yehuda's area could actually be smaller, depending on how many people live in a house, right? If you have only two chatzeros with four houses each, Rabbi Shimon requires three chatzeros. So, you know, it could be that two chatzeros with four or five houses each might have 50 dwellers easily, and that would fulfill Rabbi Yehuda's requirement, but not Rabbi Shimon's. Now, interestingly enough, the halacha is not like either of these views. But rather, the halacha is that the exclusion area must have one chatzer that has one house, meaning it doesn't have to be very big. And as long as there is an exclusion area, then a full city eruv is permitted.